It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. A meeting on the world economy may be overshadowed today by talk of a nuclear program. Leaders of world economic powers are meeting today in Pittsburgh. Three of those leaders, including President Obama, are expected to make an announcement, which involves Iran. Their announcement suggests a growing consensus resolved to stopping Iran's nuclear program, the enrichment of uranium. NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley is in Pittsburgh. He's covering this story. Scott, good morning.
Good to be with you, Steve.
And he's with us live. So what are you learning?
Well, just about 20 minutes from now, we expect President Obama, flanked by the leaders of Britain and France, to accuse Iran of operating a secret nuclear enrichment facility. Now, U.S. intelligence is said to have known about this facility for years, but it only became public once Iran learned that its secret was out and belatedly acknowledged the facility this week in a letter to the International Atomic Energy Agency.
And this seems rather significant, Scott, because of the timing here. We're just a couple of a few days away, anyway, from some October meetings which will focus on Iran's nuclear program. And here you have the leaders of three key nations apparently on the same page accusing Iran of being deceptive.
That's right. And these leaders will use this disclosure to press their case that Iran must allow international inspectors to monitor its nuclear program. Of course, Iran has argued that it's enriching uranium for peaceful purposes to make electricity, but the U.S. and others are concerned that that nuclear material could be used for making weapons.
We're talking with NPR Scott Horsley. He's in Pittsburgh, where world leaders are meeting today. It's the group of 20, the G20 nations, some of the world's largest economies, as well as large developing nations around the world. And of course, the primary purpose of this meeting is supposed to be economic. And I gather that these leaders, Scott, are thinking more about the future.
That's right. You know, this is the third time that the G20 has met since the financial crisis really hit bottom last year. And this time, the crisis siege mentality has passed a little bit. They're more focused on how to prevent a repeat in the future and also how to put the world's economy on a more sustainable growth path. One of the biggest things they're going to be doing is looking at financial regulation. Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesman, says that's the most important task for these G20 leaders here. And Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says he expects world leaders will reach agreement at this summit, not only on how to harmonize international financial regulations, but also how quickly to do so.
These are both areas that have been that people have disagreed on in the past.
Well, that's right. There was concern on the part of some of the European countries who wanted a more severe crackdown on, for example, the pay of bankers. Some of those differences have apparently been smoothed over. And as I say, Secretary Geithner says he does expect that there will be an agreement announced at this summit before the pain of the crisis has passed and the momentum to do something about international financial regulation has ended.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of what Secretary Geithner has been saying.
We are not going to walk away from the greatest economic crisis since the Great Depression and leave unchanged and leave in place the tragic vulnerabilities that caused this crisis. I think we all recognize that we need to act before the memory of the crisis fades and before the impetus for reform recedes. And we're trying to bring greater urgency and commitment to the need to act together.
And Scott Horsley, there was some talk leading into the summit about how some Europeans wanted to crack down on bankers' paychecks. Any action there?
That's right. There will probably be an agreement on a system that would discourage banks from paying their leaders in a way that encourages excessive risk-taking, but not really hard caps that some of the Europeans had wanted.
A lot of news out of a summit in Pittsburgh where leaders of the world's 20 largest economies are meeting today. Scott, thanks very much for keeping us up on it.
You're welcome.
That's NPR Scott Horsley.